Sub Headlines.
Alex Cora talking about his starting pitcher yesterday with, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games in, only one loss on the season, 7-3, the victory over the Marlins in Miami. Skip?
It was excellent. We needed this one. We needed him to go deep in the game. We felt we had 27 outs with the bullpen, but as you saw, you know, we had to maneuver it. But he did an outstanding job and was able to, 2-0 pitch. The kid put a great swing on it, you know, drive it, and then he went back to attack mode. He did a good job with Christian, so very happy with the outing.
All right, he's talking about Brian Johnson. It'll be Chris Sale getting the start for the back end of the 2-game set before the Sox come home for their home opener on Thursday. For the Bruins, no Steven Stamkos to face them tonight as they visit the Tampa Bay Lightning. 7:30 drop of the puck right here. Judd Zerot, Bob Beers. Begin our coverage at 7 on the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show. Celtics are on the road. They take on the Bucks in Milwaukee. Bucks coming off of back-to-back overtime road games. That game will be heard on 100.7 WZLX. That's an 8 o'clock tip with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com now to save up to $15 on your next oil change. Print out the coupon or pull it up on your mobile device. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Boston's Home for Sports is on your phone.
Yeah!
Listen live and check out our podcast with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
To get to this hour, Hardy. A lot of things.
Let's get to them, kid.
A lot of stuff, so I don't know how we're going to do it all before the end of the hour.
Well, we only have four segments left.
Charlie McAvoy, is he going to return tonight, Hardy?
Yes. That was confirmed by the coach, Bruce Cassidy. Charlie McAvoy was first skating last Thursday, I believe, in the non-contact jersey. Makes his return to the lineup tonight against the Lightning in Tampa Bay.
Right on schedule.
Like it.
Right on schedule. Patrice Bergeron was right on schedule, and now Charlie McAvoy is right on schedule. Here's one thing that the Bruins have going for them. They're not full of crap. They have good doctors, good timelines, good trainers doing the rehab, and they are honest about when the guys will return. They went 2-for-2 on these injuries. 2-for-2. Good sign for the Boston Bruins. Charlie McAvoy going to make his return tonight. That is excellent news. Big fan of that one.
Being good timing with the Carlo injury.
Yeah, it is.
I think.
Carlo injury was not fun to look at.
Plus, you get him a couple games of skate legs back, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Before you're just sticking him out there in a playoff game when everything's ramped up.
So he was gone exactly 1 month. His last game was March 3rd.
Wow.
Today's April 3rd. He's back.
It's good.
Good rehab. It doesn't feel rushed. It feels like these are solid progressions. He was on skates a week and a half ago or more, skating and was doing his thing. So it's excellent news for the Bruins because now he's going to get time to get back into, you know, the groove of things before the big boy games start. Mm. Now it's a question of, is he 100%? You know, does he look, is he cutting the same way? Is he skating the same way?
Is he all braced up?
We'll find out.
Stiff, you know.
Baby steps. Baby steps. Yeah. But he's back. It's great news for the Bruins. And, you know, you say good news following the Carlo injury. It's not like these guys are in the same class,
right.
But just in terms of number of bodies.
Now you're going to get to the other guy who was skating today?
Oh, yeah, the big guy. The big one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nash.
Rick Nash.
Yes.
Back in Boston.
Also a huge development.
Yeah.
It sounds stupid to say that. Oh, guy is skating, but.
Nope.
Listen, there's
a guy
no.
We haven't known what the hell was going on with him.
I think we do.
I think we all assume
We're assuming and speculating.
Which you never know with a head, right? So you can't time date that one. The fact he's skating is good. And the deeper you get, you play some of these physical teams, it's guys like him, like Backus, you know, McQuaid, all these guys, McAvoy, you need the big bodies.
Bruins email yesterday from Lelvis is the name. He writes, why has there been no talk of the great, disappointing, disappearing act of Big Lug Rick Nash? He says, what is hurt on this guy? We are going to need him. It seems like he's been gone forever, and there is zero is in all caps, zero talk going on about this. Wasn't this guy supposed to be the big stud muffin Krejci needed? What's going on? Go Bees. We have talked about it. I think it's a head injury. You think it's a head injury. Billy Jaffe thinks it's a head injury, which is why you had that gradual progression of, oh, he's progressing. Oh, he's now able to work out, but he's not on skates yet. And now we hear today that he's skating, which I think is probably a big step in the right direction for him. Doesn't mean he's out there hitting, but in terms of making it back to the playoffs, right, that has me feeling pretty good that he's back on skates. Playoffs start on
11th, right?
Next Thursday.
It's, 11th.
Well, yeah, the date's likely, the 12th, right?
Likely next Thursday. Celtics have a home game on Wednesday the 11th.
Right, so okay. The Bruins are...
So they can't play till at least Thursday.
So Thursday. We'll go with Thursday.
Thursday, Saturday, right?
Mm. Weekend maybe, playoff game. The Celtics have home games the first weekend, too.
So nine...
NBA starts Saturday, Sunday. So...
Well, they can play two on a weekend. You could play two games in a day at the Garden.
Jim, what was that stat you had with the Celtics? How many games, how many events? They just with even like Bon Jovi last night. How many events were at the Garden in the last 12 days?
Well, it's booked. Easter Sunday was empty, but it was booked solid for like two straight weeks.
Jesus.
Bon Jovi last night. I think Pink is Pink tonight. Justin Timberlake tomorrow and Thursday.
Which Jim knows about because he's going. So he told me.
Jim's a big JT fan.
JT. You might have a chance too. Check your email.
I saw that. Free ticket something or other. Here is the schedule if you were wondering. Lord is there tonight. Tomorrow it's Justin Timberlake for two straight. Then it's Celtics Bulls, Bruins Senators, Celtics Hawks, Bruins Panthers, Pink for two nights on the 9th and 10th, and then the Celtics take on the Nets, which means there's something going on every single night at TD Garden right now. Yeah, and there's two games on Sunday. Sunday is a doubleheader. Celtics and Hawks during the day, Bruins play the late game against the Panthers at night.
That's that makeup game for when we were there in the
snowstorm. Blizzard. Yep. Which I still can't believe they canceled.
Can't believe. So soft.
Can't believe they did that.
This city.
Someone got to them.
Yep.
And I don't think they wanted to cancel that game.
Nope. So it was problematic getting people into work the game.
So I think things are trending in the right direction right now for your Boston Bruins, despite the rash of injuries and Carlo's leg going in six different directions. And as Hardy said, not a great looking thing. Gross.
No, just catching the toe of the skate like that and turning it around.
The way he threw himself back, you could tell the pain.
Yeah.
You were in here yesterday. I told the story about it. There's two vivid, one from college and one from pros, where I remember hearing a guy's ACL pop.
Oh.
And there's other guys that tell stories about breaking a guy's leg, and you hear it's like a twig. And you feel it. You feel the vibration of the leg break when you're tackling the guy or falling on the guy. We played the call from yesterday, and you could hear one of the refs blowing a whistle say, he's hurt, like knowing it right away. So they had to hear something. Had to hear the pop. Just a quick, yeah. Hopefully it was a clean break. Good clean break. Get in there. Couple screws, couple pins. Yeah. Played it. Good. Back up.
Well, whatever timeline they give us, we can trust it.
Yeah.
That's what we learned from McAvoy.
That's what we know.
Yep.
Yeah, and you already heard. Bruce Cassidy was like, yeah, I'm paraphrasing. It was something along the lines of, I don't know exactly yet, but I don't think it's going to be good news. You guys saw it. I don't think the news on that's going to be good.
But every one of these guys, they've contributed and they've been a part of the success of this team going back now for months. And they've been part of the reason why they've been able to not just keep their head above water, but continue to win while Chara was out and Bergeron was out and Marchand was missing for games for various reasons. Backus was out and all these guys have stepped up in one way or another. And you don't certainly want to pick or choose anyone who you want to go without, but more to the point is, it doesn't seem to matter a whole lot. Now, the playoffs are a different animal, and teams play differently, and the competition level rises. But is there anybody on this team right now that where you'd say, oh, if he goes down, they're absolutely screwed. It, you know, there's nothing that can be done.
Probably Bergeron. Marchand or Bergeron.
Marchand or Bergeron, but, you know.
More so Marchand this year.
More, but so, he was one of the guys that was out there.
I know.
They continued.
I know.
And but, I'm not saying, no, they can't go and win the Cup.
But those are single games here. I'm talking about series against good teams.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. But this is no longer fluky. This is no longer streaky. This isn't peaking too soon. It's time to admit that the team is just that good. And a couple injuries here or there are not going to derail a team that's this good. I don't believe it.
We have the potential to be coming in with shorts and flip-flops, and it's 80 out, and we'll be talking Bruins hockey.
Oh,
think about that.
Nothing would
like
make me
early
happy.
June.
617-779-0985. Thoughts on the Bruins? Please bring them to the table. Also, I don't know if you heard this, Hardy, but Jim Nantz is making the claim that this is the most anticipated and hyped Masters ever.
Well, there's something to that. And there was also something that happened at Augusta today, which will throw a little gasoline on that fire.
Okay.
I can tell you about that next.
We'll do it next.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zulak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, this is great for Sunday afternoon. I hate every time we play this. Hate it.
It doesn't.
It's such a downer.
Hello, friends.
Masters are on, and there's gold.
You gonna make egg salad and pimento sandwiches for it?
Not egg salad.
Why? You don't like egg salad?
No, it's
just egg salad.
Pimento cheese sandwiches.
Ugh. It's a big one this weekend, huh? That's what Jim Nantz is saying?
Jim Nantz is casually throwing it out there. It's the most anticipated ever.
You imagine him getting your butt kissed for 4 days at the Four Seasons, staying down in San Antonio, getting on a private jet, get out to Augusta, walk Amen Corner with Tiger. Watch him play in the practice round.
Well, Zoe, to that point, what
it wouldn't be to be Jim Nantz?
What gets your juices flowing about the Masters?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Anyone else you want to see in there in the hunt, maybe?
No.
Phil.
Sergio.
Oh, thank you.
Phil.
All right.
Sergio or Phil.
So today, practice round. Tomorrow's the par 3 contest. It's a funsies. You know, everybody goes out there. But this was practice round day. So, Fred Couples, I guess, asked Tiger. He's like, hey, I want to play with Thomas Peters. I like his game. Tiger, you want to play a practice, like a practice 9 on Tuesday? And Tiger said, sure. And he told him last night, he goes, oh, it's going to be me and Mickelson versus you and Thomas Peters. Freddie Couples, another fan favorite. So on Tuesday, practice round day at the Masters, they're packed 10 deep at every tee box. For the 9-hole match, Freddie Couples and this Thomas Peters cat against Tiger and Phil.
So they're not there for Spieth and these other little mass bots, right?
Right.
So they're there for Phil, for Tiger.
The good people.
And people that people want to see.
The real ones.
How much gambling is going on in that foursome?
Thank you, Jim. So, again, it's match play, so you don't necessarily keep score. But Couples said afterward that they went up to early, like the first two holes, presumably. And after that, he said they got absolutely shellacked. Tiger, from people who they were watching, said that he eagled both of the par fives on the back, which I believe are 13 and 15.
Oh, that's what either makes you or breaks you on Saturday and Sunday. That stretch. So he eagled both.
Making a 15-footer and then a 4-footer on 15. So he was within 4 feet after two shots on 15. Mickelson added 5 consecutive birdies on holes 13 through 17.
They could probably do it with their eyes closed in their sleep. How many times they've played it, the pressure that they've played under.
Very loud, very
Spieth
fun.
Spieth ain't sleeping this week.
Freddie Couples said it was very loud, very fun, and they hit some really good shots. Thomas Peters didn't talk to reporters afterward, offered only this. Tiger was brilliant. So, yeah, probably some pretty high stakes.
Is that great that Nantz was a couple's roommate in Houston, University of Houston?
I just can't believe how many people are there for the practice round.
To watch them? Oh, God, yeah.
It's just incredible.
Well, these are the tickets, Hardy, that you can get and go
I'll take a pair of practice round or any day admission tickets. Doesn't matter what. For as long as they've been doing it online. Nothing. Ever. You can do it. I mean, you can go buy tickets right now. They're not cheap. I know two people went last year. One of them on a work thing, and then another buddy who just flew out there and spent the $3,000 on the, you know, the whole package, which included like a hotel, transportation, the course, and, you know, admission to the Masters for one day.
Which day?
Friday.
$3,000 to go on Friday. How much is it to go on Sunday?
Oh, God. I have no idea. No idea. At different levels, you can get the tickets themselves, if you are one of the lucky few that get to buy them, they're not expensive. It's like the stuff there. It's not expensive. Cheese sandwiches for $2. It just, they don't need the money. What they need and want is the exclusivity, which is why you don't have a 500,000 people trampling around Augusta National like you do at the Waste Management Open in Phoenix, where they put 200,000 people on the course on Saturday alone. Hell, there probably won't be 200,000 people there for the whole tournament. No. Just keep it nice. Keep it so everybody gets a chance to see everything. Walk the course. Go out there.
That's pretty boring.
I just looked up the tickets on one of the apps there.
Yeah.
It's for Saturday and Sunday. Grounds passes. $39.68 each.
Per day.
That's excluding the $813 seller fee. So you're looking at 47 change each ticket for Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, if you got FU money, you go. I got two buddies that go.
If you got FU money, though, you got connections to where you don't have to spend that.
Yeah.
Totally right.
You know, you've got the corporate connections where you can get the tickets.
But I've had guys that know Nance that have bugged him, and Jim tells the stories. He goes, I can't even take my family there. Like, you don't understand.
I don't believe
every
that.
You make a case, you come do the Waste Man's with us, you walk the entire course, it's a blast, you're going to love it. And we joked with him about the Masters. He's like, Scott, I got to tell you, can't even take family. That's how tight and the lack of space that they have. He goes, the cabin, it is small. Our vantage points are small. Everything's tight. It's me and Tommy. Tommy's handling. It's the only guys that go with him. It's his guy. It's his spotter. It does the same thing with football. It's his guy. It's me and Tommy, and that's it. That's it. That's the way it is. He's not going to lie. I tell you, no.
He told me for years, because you know he's tight with Troop. Like, hey, how about it? You know, he would call in to our show, do all the thing. I'm like, any chance? He goes, well, as soon as I get my own family in, you're one of the many next people on the list. It can be done. You can do it, and as bad as I want to go.
Doesn't it bug you like nobody can get, like now you like want to go? Like,
I don't believe it.
You've got to believe it. He's.
I think he's talking about like extended
family. No.
What he's talking about.
No.
Cheapest thing I saw was like about $550 to get in Wednesday's practice round. One grounds pass.
If Jim Nance, who is the voice of the Masters,
right,
wanted to bring go two to the or network. Three, you know,
sure.
wife, children to the Masters,
yeah.
they're going.
I'm sure.
And that's the thing, Jim. I'm not spending like the flights down there during this week are going to be outrageous. You're going to stay in a crappy hotel or motel in Augusta.
Nance stays in a house.
For huge money. Yeah, but you can't rent a house.
Right.
And I'm not going down there for one day and spending $550 on a practice round.
Stay at the Holiday Inn.
I bought a Stanley Cup final ticket for $550. You know, that's what you spend money on. Not on the par three. The Masters? No, I'm not doing that. You don't even get to walk the real course. No. Not spending $550 to go watch the par 3 contest.
This is the first time in over 5 years you got excitement that the Masters is here. It's Masters Week. It's for one reason and one reason only, and you know who it's for.
Most excited ever? Most anticipation ever?
That seems to be
a little much.
No, there were ones where, you know, it was Tiger and Phil's year, and they were in the hunt with Sergio right there, and it was Ernie and Vijay. Those were the good ones. But it feels like the buzz is back. Just be there on Saturday, man. That's all I ask.
It's tough to remember what it was like when you go back literally 20 years ago after Tiger had won in 97, and then what people were thinking in 98. Which ended up being a cool year because his buddy and his kind of his golf dad Mark O'Meara ended up winning in 98.
Right.
When it looked like Tiger was going to take over the world, and he lapped the field in 97.
What year was that Payne Stewart died in the plane crash? Like that,
but that was U.S. Open.
Yeah, but that's like when it was at its peak. You know, like they were devastated. Everybody was devastated by that. He was in the mix. I don't know. And I know you get offended by this.
That was 99.
I know you get offended by this, but like if Tiger ain't there on Sunday, I'm really not going to watch. I'm not. I know it's the Masters. But I mean, we're not going to come in here on Monday and talk about some Spieth bot that won it or some other guy. Justin Thomas?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. That had to be, we're not going to do that. If it's Tiger, we're going to spend time on it.
Yes.
And that's the draw. You need that.
If Tiger's in one of the final three groups.
Or even Phil. I'll give you Phil. Just Phil be in it.
Yeah. If Tiger's one of the final three groups and within five strokes of the lead,
when he hits
the back nine on Sunday, a five might be a bit much. If he's like 6 under and the leader's 11 under, well, call it three strokes. Strokes of the lead when he makes the turn on Sunday.
Take a Masters call.
Look out!
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
yes. Cam and Taunton on the Masters.
Hi, Cam.
Excuse me, guys. Sorry about that. I just want to say, I mean, you guys have heard me say it before. In my opinion, this is the best event in sports because it's the only event that delivers for you year in, year out, unless there's a blowout, which very rarely happens. Like Spieth a few years ago, that was really the only dud I can remember in a long time. But just like, I agree with Nance. I am as excited for this Masters as I have been any Masters in my lifetime. I guess Tiger's playing great. Phil's already won this year. Rory's already won this year. Bubba's won twice. All the young guys are playing well. This is going to be a show this week down at Augusta. I'm telling you that right now. Look, I'm not going to leave my couch Friday through Sunday. I'm going to the ball game Thursday. I'll stop by and say hi to you guys.
Nice.
Friday through Sunday, I'm not leaving my couch.
Yeah. All right. Hardy's already issued a warning in his house.
No bother, Daddy.
In Spanish.
3 to 7 p.m. Saturday, Sunday. I'm not wall-to-wall. I'm not, you know, I have the app open and
Your mother-in-law Spanish?
Is she Spanish?
Yeah, you were speaking in Spanish earlier, like. Saying what was going to happen
with the Sergio Garcia menu?
No.
You're like barely here.
No, you're like you're not. No, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You went through this and you were like, "Daddy's going to sit on the couch."
Okay. All right, Daddy, couch. No bother.
You no bother.
Right. You no bother.
And you took that as she was Spanish.
I don't know. He was like speaking Spanish.
No,
coucha.
She's Nebraskan.
Shut up, Jim. I know the corn store.
She's a Worthington.
Right.
She's the old Omaha Worthingtons.
Oh, she's got corn money.
Yeah, I wish. They have some cattle
I wish. 617-779-0985. Open phone lines on everything from the day, including the Masters. See another Masters call there. We'll get to that. Bruins, Rob Gronkowski working out at TB12 again, and Red Sox as well.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox are going to finish off their two-game set against the Miami Marlins tonight, 6:30. It's going to be Chris Sale to the mound, looking for his first win on the season, although he's got an ERA of 0.0. Once again, 6:30 start before they head home and play their home opener on Thursday. Next up, it'll be the Bruins, who face off against the Lightning in Tampa. Should be a fun one, given what happened between those two teams last week. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers will be on the call here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Puck drops 7:30 on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5 The Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network. Then the Celtics take on the Bucks in Milwaukee. Bucks are coming home after back-to-back overtime road games. Let's see if they can take a little bit of advantage when they tip off at 8 o'clock. It'll be Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell on the call on 100.7 WZLX. Headlines are brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's new 4 for $4 has more choices than ever. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
That's the beginning of our picks music. We're making our picks. Here come the girl. Time to circle your picks. Huh?
Here come the girl. Not the case.
No. Not football season. Nope.
Three games tonight. You got Bruins, Celtics, and Red Sox. So you can do picks if you want.
Picks. I'll just take all Boston.
617-779-0985. We go back to the phones with Bill in Dover, who's got a Masters ticket story for us. Uh-oh. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, guys. No, I don't have my, but my sister and her husband are going, and they got a corporate hookup, and you're right about the price. $700 for a four-day all-access pass for each of them. Oh. And guys at their club offered them $20,000 apiece, and they turned them down.
Oh, I'd sell it. Second.
But they said those guys have been trying for 15 years. My sister said, I may try for another 15 and never go. I'm definitely going.
$700 for 4 days.
Yep, all four.
20 all 4 days.
Hardy, 20 apiece. You had those in your hands. You paid some. Would you sell them for 20 apiece?
She was hyperventilating when she found out.
Wow. So they're going. They're going. Would you sell?
For 20 grand?
Yeah. Yes!
Of course. Stop it.
Yeah. That's a hard one, really.
Yeah, you could
sell Super Bowl tickets.
Could very well end up
selling tickets. Sorry, selling tickets
after 2 days. And Tiger, Phil, Bubba all missed the cut. And the top of the leaderboard is Francisco Molinari.
Francisco, that's
Justin Thomas, Thomas Peters, and that
golf guy can't even name names.
Names I don't care about. That's tough.
Paul's in Grafton. Hey, Paul.
Hey, B. Web 16, Jim. You forgot to mention limited commercial interruption presented by IBM.
It's one of the best things about it, like 56 minutes per hour of coverage.
A case of Bud, a pack of smokes, hottie, boom, boom. I am leaving that rocking chair all weekend.
So you're smoking the house, huh?
Smoking the house. Just open the window a little bit, babe. No big deal.
Okay, that's good.
Hey, I like follow, too, by the way, this weekend. That. Hey, getting back to the Bruins.
Yes, getting back to them.
You know, you guys are talking about we can't lose. You know what? I know we bust his chops all the time, and he's not ready, but he's better ready. You ready this year? It's all Tatuka. It really is. I mean, granted, this team is better than the 2011 team that won the Cup, right? You guys agree?
Better than the 2011 team that won the Cup?
2011 team, yeah.
We can't do that yet.
Offensively, they got to be. They are, right?
Okay, yep, I agree.
Yeah.
They seem younger, more athletic, faster, yes.
All right, and most people will agree with me that Tim Thomas pretty much stole that cup in 11, right?
Sure.
Standing on his head, right?
Yeah.
So if Tuca can be, you know, just a, you know, not standing on his head, but just be solid, you know, solid for a few series, I mean, I think they can do it. I mean, with the offensive power they got, I mean, look, you got Berge, Pasty, and what's his name there?
Marchie.
They all got 30 goals. They all got 30 goals this year.
Skippy.
You know?
Pasty.
Zippy.
Or Pasta. Sure. We're not going to do the nicknames.
Zippa.
Feels like an Eastern Conference Finals team.
Yeah. That's almost like that's what you expect now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Win two rounds.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
Even if that involves going through Tampa Bay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That'd sound crazy.
Jim said it last week. They are absolutely in Tampa Bay's head.
Say that, Jim?
Jim Loth did say that last week.
Yeah, but I won't be disappointed if they lose like a seventh game in round two or something.
Well, I think that's fair. How it plays out is important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If they get steamrolled in round two, then maybe it's a disappointment.
No, it will be if they get steamrolled in round two.
Yeah, I don't know, Jim. Things have broke too well for them all year.
I think it's okay to be disappointed if they don't make the conference finals with what they've done over the past 3-4 months. And I think that's a feeling I could validate at this point.
Max in Woburn. Hey, Mac.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, that last caller was on to something absolutely about the IBM taking over like major sponsorships with the golf because that's what basically esports are doing right now, but I want
esports.
To
are they esports doing that?
yeah, it's blown up in popularity. I don't see the allure to it. But so I wanted to get to my main story. So last year I was hired as an advisor to the Gronkowski football camp, and so we were kind of waiting in this room, and his whole family, his whole entourage, walked in, and his dad was there, his brothers were there, and he had trainers there, and I noticed that he looked leaner, like really thin. And so, and this was last year, this was last July. And so I asked his dad, Gordy, I was like, you know, what's he been doing this offseason and stuff? And he goes, I don't know, that TB12 stuff. So he's been on that stuff for at least a year now. I don't know what beyond that. He just said this past offseason. That was last
That's
year.
It. Yep.
But what I found really interesting was that he was like sort of starting to promote his whole Gronkowski fitness thing. And it was like his trainers were there. He had all the gear. He was handing out T-shirts, water bottles, all sorts of stuff. So I don't know how that conflicted with what he's doing with the Patriots, what he's doing with TB12, and what he's doing on his own.
That's his own thing. He has nothing to do with TB12 as far as pushing it and marketing it. He's training with its principle. You know, he's using the principles to train that way. But he's pumping his Gronk Nation brand with his brothers. They're on that fitness stuff. Well, he's led by the father. He sells the fitness equipment. That's his brand. He'll pump the Gronk stuff. Patriots can't do anything about that or what Tom's doing. Now you get two guys trying to market themselves and brand them. That Gronk stuff is completely different from TB. But he was in this last year. We talked about it in the preseason. And he was even in those production meetings. We're joking with him. Like, yeah, you eating the kale, the avocado ice cream. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I know you're all talking about the TB12 and I'm immersed in it. Because I'm in it like 60%, okay? So I don't think he's got to eat differently than Tom. It's a different position. He needs his strength. He needs his leverage. He needs his bulk. You know, so he's not sticking to every single meal and nut and bag of this or that or flaxseed the way Brady does. But I think the stretching, the bands, the hydration, you know, the yoga, that's all part of it, which makes him more flexible and pliable. That's all. He was open to that. He talked about that in the preseason. And he was coming off back surgery. It's why he looks thinner. Not squatting. You're not power cleaning the way you used to. Third back surgery.
Let's go to Mike, who's on the Cape. Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Hey, Mike.
Question. All the sports teams in Boston relatively been looking like good contenders over the next couple of years. So give it 3 years, let's say. Which team would you be more disappointed in if we didn't win a title between like the Sox, Pats, Bruins, and Celtics?
Well, I mean, Patriots. We're coming off. Yeah, Patriots again.
Patriots.
Because we just sat here and made a case for the Bruins getting popped in seven, you know, a seven-game thing, and it's how it plays out. But we don't say, hey, when the Patriots lose, it's how it plays out. You know, they really competed well, but you had that strip sack. I feel okay with the loss.
Yeah.
No. You felt they were going down to score. I mean,
who would you be most surprised by winning the title in their next shot at it?
The next 3 years?
Celtics.
Given
what the NBA is and how that West is built, Celtics.
Ooh. Yeah, even if you go 3 years.
Yeah.
I'd still say Celtics.
Yeah. Red Sox are too overspent. I mean, you've got the highest payroll. You've already won the division back-to-back.
I mean, if Sale pitches well and Price and Porcello and all those guys are pitching well, then
they've won the division twice. They need to go deep into the playoffs. Right. That's their expectations this year.
All true.
Yeah.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Time for today's takeaways. Don't forget to take away your excess weight for life. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Check it out at awaken180weightloss.com. Beetle, what do you got, buddy?
Well, I'm going to defer to Hardy to go first. He's got a follow-up to what we were just talking about.
Oh, he does.
Well, apparently the Masters have cracked down on secondary ticket sites, which no one's really sure why, but this is according to golf.com. They are now threatening that people who have the badge, right? And you get offered the badge every year until you die, and then you can give it to a living spouse, and that's it. You used to be able to go down from generation to generation, but the waiting list is so long. And the people, they have turned this into essentially what other highly sought-after season tickets are. We don't want you giving them away, but if you do and somebody screws up, then you don't get them anymore. And they don't even want you giving them away. But part of this, and that seems kind of like a snobby, you know, crappy thing to do, but then you realize how good these tickets are. So, for instance, a single-day badge for Monday through Wednesday practice rounds, $75.
Huh.
It's $115 for a competition round. Concessions, as we've talked about, it's a couple of bucks for a beer, a couple of bucks for a cheese sandwich, whatever. Mm-hmm. Here's the best part.
What?
The badges can be used up to three times a day.
That's good.
So if I have one of these badges offered to me every year, I can say, hey, guys, let's do the Masters. Now, we're not going to necessarily go there together, but I'll go in the morning. And then I'll meet you back at the house, and you can go in the afternoon. And then, Beetle, you can go and, you know, catch a few hours at night.
Right, which means if you have
three
of them.
Three times a day.
If you have two badges, you could bring, like, six people with you to the Masters.
Six people could go all 4 days.
That sounds like half-assed, though, because you want to go walk the course with your buddies, you know? You can do it,
with one other buddy.
Yeah.
And you can rotate the buddies. You can figure out a schedule.
Either in or out.
But now they're cracking down on this, and it's to everything we talked about before. It's like, look, we'd like this being a nice small thing, not necessarily thrilled with the idea of making a ton of money off of it because they themselves don't make anywhere near as much money off of it as they could. It's
not about
kind of
not
what it's about.
About the exclusivity.
I got a love-hate relationship with it. Oh, yeah. They're stuffy. They're blue blood. They're, you know, not even so mildly racist, you know, anti-feminism views that they held on to for years and years and years. And on the other hand, I don't care. I just want to go. I just
the Rich Shirt Leap photo from there was just one of the all-time funniest things he's ever done.
That was a classic.
It was a classic. Put him on the map. All right. Ian Rappaport with a so-called report, which really isn't a report. He's just pissed Jeff Darlington scooped him on something. So this is rap sheet trying to follow it up because NFL Network said, hey, add something to this Gronkowski story. Here he is.
From my understanding, this is really the same with Rob Gronkowski today as it was a month ago, which is that he is expected to return. I'm also told he has been training at the TB12 facility near Gillette Stadium. So at the very least, he has been within arm's length of the facility and of his teammates. You mentioned the possible announcement. I'm not sure we're going to get one. In fact, I'm pretty sure we are not going to get one. What the expectation is first of all, that Gronkowski is going to play for the 2018 season, and the best bet is that he simply shows up to conditioning with his teammates. And for all the talk that we've had about possible off-the-field interest, WWE, acting, both of which he explored during this offseason, he has never skimped on training.
No,
he's always been ready to play physically, mentally, or whatever. I would expect, from what I know, that is the exact same this year. We know the Patriots report for offseason conditioning in the middle of April, and from what I understand,
Shut up.
I would expect Gronkowski to be there.
Yeah, no, nothing being reported there, right out of the Palantonio playbook.
A lot of hot air right there, but big guy's back, and so my sister found out a little tweet from that little kid who's working out at TB12.
Right, he's working out at TB12.
He comes back Friday, and he is working out at TB12 like I expected, and I think when the other guy is back, and he's already back, he's probably going to work out there, too.
You're talking about Tom?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Keep track of this. You know, the whole date thing, when the OTAs start and what's expected, what's not expected. So now all of a sudden, Dwayne Allen and one of the Hollister twins, I forget which one's the tight end, which one's the receiver.
I'd like to see
Gronk
the
tight end group
scale,
working together.
Because I think he's lost a lot of weight.
Can I ask you a question?
Good. Yeah.
Can you stake it out? Like, how does Brady enter the TB12?
Back door.
He has a back door.
Is there a place if a reporter just wanted to sit there all day? And
yes, there is.
So you could see where he parks and watch him walk in and watch him walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on that.
Sorry.
Who, Brady?
Seems like something some reporter should do.
For what purpose?
For this, I think it's interesting if Gronkowski and Brady work out at their own place but not at the team place. Where are they working out?
Yeah. Oh, but we knew they'd be working out at the TB12 place.
Well,
it's the place you need to camp out is Gillette Stadium to see if they ever make it there.
Well, yeah. Well,
that'd be the better spot.
All I'm saying is camp out somewhere. Let's find out where they are.
What's Hurley doing? He doesn't work for us anymore.
Perfect thing for him.
He's got a Woody for it.
Yeah, we tried
Sarge. Give Sarge like a WWE belt.
We tried to deal Dan Shaughnessy an uncomfortable segment today, and he wisely just shut it down and wouldn't talk during the segment.
Oh, he
we
wouldn't
did
talk
this
about
on purpose.
Condoms.
He would not talk about condoms.
He was uncomfortable.
And the process of sucking it through your nose and pulling it back out through your mouth. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't go there. But we did get this out of Hardy.
It's creepy.
I got in the habit of putting one on every morning.
What?
Just in case. It's more of like a hygiene thing.
Just in case.
I don't need touching even the inside of my undergarments. Just put one on. Like a pair of socks. Dan wouldn't talk about the burlap condoms they had when he was a boy that you cinch off with a length of rawhide. Didn't want to talk about that. Didn't want to talk about the lambskin. Didn't want to talk about stealing them from the five and dime.
I don't even like that term, lambskin.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just like
it's all natural, baby. Come on.
Got Naughty Maz over here getting all excited.
Did you ever steal them instead of buy them?
No.
Beetle?
No. Steal? Why would you steal them? You already told us about buying eight other items with them.
Well, sometimes. But sometimes you don't have enough bread for that type of shenanigan. Sometimes you just got to stick them in your pocket.
You put them in your wallet.
Get on with your 16-year-old life. 17. 16. I'm not saying.
12.
How old were you?
I'm not doing this.
Come on, Zoe. All right, just this. How many women have you slept with in your life? That's that's easy.
Thugger Mass coming up next. 226. Okay. Next.
Yep. Why won't you talk about that?
I'm not doing this.
Why not?
Because we do sports here, okay? That's why we're different. It's a sports show in the midday.
It's a simple question. How many sexual partners have you had in your life?
I'm not doing this.
More than three?
One.
That's the only answer.
We're here tomorrow. We are at Lucky Strike on Thursday for opening day.
Oh, it's a good tease Thursday.
Thursday, Lucky Strike, opening day. Lansdowne Street, behind center field. Fenway Park. Can you feel it?